sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne, make all my wants and wishes known. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And
beautiful words. You may be seated. May I have a couple ushers, please?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
All right, dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day, Lord, and thank you for everything you've given us. Lord, thank you for the message this morning. Lord, and thank you for the choir and the music and the worship, Lord. We just thank you for all the many blessings, all the answered prayers, Lord. We pray for all the ones that couldn't be here this morning or traveling, Lord. We just get them back home. We pray for the ones that are not feeling well. We pray that you get them well, Lord, when they get back in church, Lord. Again, Lord, we thank you for everything. It's all about you. It's not about us. We just give a small portion back to you, Lord, and again, thank you. Bless this offering in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Outstanding. At this time, we are in our triannual called members meeting. We've had our opening prayer a few minutes ago. And at this time, if you have a copy of the minutes from the previous meeting, do we have extra sets, Brother James? Extra sets. Good luck, brother. I don't know what all that is, but each one is a set. Each one's a set. This time we are reviewing the minutes of the previous meeting on February 3rd, 2019. When you feel like you've had a satisfactory amount of time to review those minutes, I'd entertain a motion that the minutes from the last members' meeting be accepted as printed. So, Nova. Well, we haven't got them all handed out yet. All right. Let's hold off just a second here. Let's give them a few moments to look over it. Everyone have a copy of the minutes that so desires to have one? All right, we have a motion on the floor that the minutes printed in your handout be accepted. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
All right, Bobby Coon seconds it. Carol Williams made the motion. Is there any discussion on the minutes from the previous meeting, February 3rd, 2019? All in favor of accepting the minutes as printed in your handout, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign? That motion carries. Thank you so much. We move on now to our team reports at the conclusion. Oh, we did. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Is this in your handout from a special call members meeting? Okay, very good. I'd entertain, sorry, I'm so sorry, folks. That's my typo. I would entertain a motion that the special call members meeting minutes be received as printed in your handout.
Make a motion.
All right, Bobby Coons makes the motion. Is there a second to that motion? All right, Ms. Sharon seconds that motion. Any discussion on the special call members meeting on March 24, 2019? Correct. We do have them.
What about the training?
The training is coming, based on what I was told by Brother Vince today. So,
what's coming?
Training on how to use the.
Oh, okay.
Somebody help me out. What are they called?
Okay.
Defibrillators. Yeah.
Okay.
And some CPR training. So, all right, Brother Vince is. I think Brother Vince is going to get with you, Miss Sissy, and see if we. I think Brother Vince is going to be getting with you. To see if we can get the same gentleman that came and did the school, the teachers. So, yeah. All right. All in favor of accepting these special call members meeting minutes on March 24, 2019, as printed in your handout, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that's the motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, brother. All right. Now we move on to our team reports. We have an open mic up here in the... I guess you can just put it here, or we'll just set it right here for you. So this is kind of the order that I have you in tonight. Brother Marco, if you'll come, you're first with Youth in Awanas, followed by New Hope School, Miss Sissy, followed by Missions Outreach, Sunday School, and Deacons, Ronnie Vaculik, followed by Women's Ministry. Miss Vicki, you want to speak to Women's Ministry? Okay, the Women's Bible Study. Followed by Brother John Thornhill on Building and Grounds and Men's Ministries, followed by Music, Jeremiah Allison. And then that's, I'll catch you up after that.
Good evening. If you have your Bibles, if you'll turn to Exodus chapter 3. No, you don't have to. I'll read it to you. Exodus chapter 3 does say, though, God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Our next youth event is going to be camp. It'll be at Carolina Springs. And that'll be kind of the focus on our summer camp. Sorry, my voice is doing some really weird stuff this evening. And it goes on to say that as God always has been and shall be, the God Almighty is the God of all things and their being. So that's what we're going to focus on for camp. As I continue, I'd like to give you three names. One is a young man named Devin. He's 14 years old. Another one is a young lady named Kendra, and she is 12 years old. And another one is a young man named Andrew, and he is 13 years old. These are the lives that asked Christ to be their Lord and Savior this year during Awanas. Right. So when you think of Awanas and that program, amen. And I tell each one of these young people that angels rejoice in heaven for the salvation of one lost soul. And when we look at Awanas and the program there, I tell you, your work in there for your prayer, for your sacrifice, your tithes, your offering, is really a change in the lives of some young people. I know sometimes we may not see it each and every day, but I tell them if just one of you were to come to Christ, this building, these grounds, that school, the facilities, the money that goes into that is worth it for just one. So we have seen three. But through Awanas, I want to tell you, there are so many little kids who get so excited. If you walk through there, they get excited about telling you their scripture. There's one little guy, he always comes to mind, he's in the Sparks class, his name is Axton. And from the time he comes in that class, he is ready to tell you his Bible verses. And through the whole class, he's like, let me tell you my Bible verse. And you almost can't get the class done unless you just let him rip. And he doesn't just know one. I mean, he will just keep on going and keep on going. But to see their faces light up when they say these scriptures and they know these scriptures and they're ready for this Bible study class, it is a blessing. So I say thank you for your support in that ministry. And also a big thank you to all those who volunteer for that ministry over the last couple of years. It's been fantastic. Yes, please. Our volunteers over there are always flexible because life happens to all of us, and sometimes we may have a teacher, and I have a teacher and a backup teacher, and sometimes, on the rare occasion, the teacher and the backup teacher can't make it. So I know I have to go to one of my teachers, like, hey, we got to double up your class. I need you to teach this class, and I got to go to this class. And never have I had anybody complain or really, they've all been very helpful and supportive and minding the gap wherever they needed to. So I say God bless you and thank you for that. We just wrapped up our last Awanas meeting last Wednesday, and we like to wrap it up with a pizza party. I tell you get kids and pizza, and it just brings a smile to their face. What's funny, though, is you get adults and pizza, and it brings a smile to their face as well. So it's been fantastic. Next year for Awanas, though, we do have some other things we're going to try, just to try to bring some new stuff in there. Awanas program within itself does have like theme nights, so we're going to have a few theme nights for Awanas for the kids to kind of dress up and have fun within the curriculum of Awanas. Also, talking with Pastor Steve, we're going to have an awards program at the end of next year for Awanas to give them recognition for the Bible verses that they memorize and recognition for the little kids for all their achievements through the program. Those little kids work hard. It's funny, in Miss Jackie's class, they like to work hard and get a little sticker. And moving up in the Sparks class, they like to work hard and they get these little jewels. And they love to achieve. And if you can recognize their achievements, they're just a blessing. So it's really been an honor for that. The next thing we have is as we go through for youth, we have a couple more, fundraisers for them. In our car wash during D-Now last year, or this past one we had, we raised $411 to go toward camp for individual camp needs. So we'll probably have one more car wash, and then we'll also have a youth auction coming up, the dessert auction that we have every year for the kids. And I'll tell you, through the church's generous support for that last year for our kids who were involved in all three of our fundraisers, those fundraisers helped pay for those kids to go to camp. And it didn't really cost the parents any money out of pocket if the kids showed up and worked the fundraisers. And that really shows our kids that if you really want to go, show up and put in the work and put in the effort, And people will definitely support what you want to do for camp. So I just want to say God bless you and thank you. And as for me and my staff, which is my wife and my three kids, right, I want to say I thank God every day for the opportunity that he gives me to serve him. I recently ran into a person that I've not seen in 20 years. And I thought was interesting. The first thing he said to me is, "Are you still doing that preaching thing?" And I haven't seen him in 20 years. And I was like, yeah. A matter of fact, here's my church. Why don't you come to a service and come check it out and stuff. I got a chance to talk to him. So I tell you, for that, I thank you for the opportunity to serve here in the capacity that God allows me and the capacity that you allow me. So God bless you and thank you.
Okay, we have 2.5 days of school left, and our awards ceremony is Wednesday night at 7, what Brother Stephen already said. We'd like everybody to come out. It's just not for the school and the parents. It's for the church people also. This year, through our chapel offerings and our Christmas play offerings, we were able to open up 11 Bless Centers, which is great. For every $200, a group of 10 underprivileged children in other countries are able to complete a 15-week program which teaches them reading, basic math, and most important, God's Word. For our chili cook-off, we raised $9,365.01 after expenses. For box tops this year, we got $214.60. For our Sonic, we did $40.18. Now, let me back up on Sonic. This last time that we had Sonic, because we're not used to telling them we're with the school, I think we didn't get as much money as we usually do because people forgot to say that because we're not used to saying it. But we had somebody come by the school the other day and said, "Well, I'm not able to come to the Sonic Spirit Night, but can I make a donation?" Sure. So anytime you want to make a donation to the school, we'll take it. For our basketball game, we raised $706.50. As of May 17th, we have 29 students re-enrolled. I have two interviews tomorrow, a family with 4 children and another family with 2. So I would ask for you to pray for our kids, pray for our school, pray for our staff. As of April 30th, the school has $27,926.68 in the school account.
Amen. Thank you, ma'am.
That's it.
All right. Outstanding. All right, Brother Ronnie.
I got my 2-hour cheat sheet on this paper. Deacons. If you can, people request ahead of time when they want to know when the Lord's Supper is. So if you want to write these two dates down, it'd be June 9th and September 15th. That's when the Lord's Supper is going to be having. And that's AM service. Okay? And as far as anybody in the hospital, as of now, no. That's a good thing. But if anybody needs visitation, get with the pastor or deacons. We'll be glad to make a phone call or go by the house, you know. So let us know about that. Outreach, we talked about this several times, too, is, June 9th and September 15th.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Sorry.
That's fine. Outreach, again, we did the little pop-up tent and had a sign for free Bibles and need prayer. We're going to do that again. We're just waiting for a good weather to come up, and we need to do that a couple times, and it's good for this church. We got a busy street out here, and a lot of cars coming by. So, you know, in fact, there were some of them that stopped for a Bible. They ended up visiting the church, you know, at least once, but they did visit. You never know. So that works. For Sunday school teachers, man, it's the same request I made last time. If you're interested, if God leads you to teach, get with me, get with the pastor. We need full-time teacher, at least one for the adults. And if you want to just sub, we could use for a sub. You know, when one of us are out of town or something, you can at least, you know, fill in while we're out. So it don't have to be a full-time thing. So if you're interested, pray about it. See what God tells you. We could surely use you. Any questions or anything on outreach, deacons, Sunday school?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, man. All right, Miss Vicki, you want to talk about the Bible study and women's ministry? Thank you, dear.
We just had Beth Moore. It was called The Quest, and it was a 6-week study every Monday night. We had the guys come up and play 42 and protect us. But we had a real good time, and we're going to start again tomorrow night. We're not sure yet what we're going to but we're going to find out tomorrow night. So all you ladies, come out and join us.
Twenty-four ladies sign up for the Beth Moore Bible Study. Amen. Amen. All right. Where are we at on our rotation here? Let's see here. Okay, Brother John Thornhill. Building and Grounds and Men's Ministry.
Building and Grounds. We trying to spruce up. You notice we planted some new azaleas and gardenias over here in front of the Sunday school building. Makes a big difference. Get rid of them dead ones out there. We are looking at possibly, because people have been asking, where is the Sunday school building? I think Marco and I are in the works on trying to figure that out as far as getting a sign over in that area in there. Listen, we need volunteers, guys. We usually mow once a week. Sometimes we're going to be out of town. Sometimes we're sick. So if you are available, usually on a Friday. And if weather is permitting, then we'll do it on a Saturday. But if you are available, I would appreciate the help. Starting in June, we're looking for a major improvement on the school fronting. We're going to be redoing the face on the front of the school, similar to what we have here at the church. So that's going to be a good addition to there. Hopefully we can get it done before school starts back up. Yes, we looked at 40,000, I think, is what it was. I don't remember. I'd have to look at it. Pat might have, if anybody wants to know. But the funds have been approved out of our account for that and doing those improvements. I would like to see some of the younger volunteers, too, especially if they want to go to camp. I will pay out of my pocket $25 for every youth that comes down here and wants to work at the school, all right, if they want to go to camp. Is that a challenge or what? Mm-hmm. All right. But listen, it also teaches you responsibility, teaches you work habits, okay? Any other questions that I should be aware of or request? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, the equipment is here. We bring our own weed eaters, but the lawnmower is here. Yes, ma'am. We have a key, pretty accessible. Three of us have keys, and we have another key that's accessible to get into the shed. But give Paul or I a call, and like I say, usually it's Friday. We like to have it really, really looking good for church service, so we like to come by on Friday or Saturday and do it. With the summer coming up, probably late August, we may end up only doing it once a month if the sun starts beating on it pretty bad, okay? All right. Any other questions? We also replaced some rose bushes out here in the front. You'll notice those are growing too. So, and that all that expenses for those came out of the men's fund, so it's not out of our tithe and offerings, okay? All right. Anything else? All right, let's jump to the men's ministry Bible study. Brother Lee's been on vacation. No, I'm sorry. He's been he's been with his young daughter in baseball and hasn't been able to make it on Monday night. I've been filling in for him. And I think last week we were in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Is that correct? Say yes, Bobby. Thank you very much. And we've had about seven. Listen, gentlemen, there's no commitment other than show up and share prayers and share fellowship and share the Word of God as we bring it out. I do ask questions in the men's business, men's prayer. Brother Lee, when are you going to be back on board so we can get back on Nehemiah?
Brother, I will be back on board when I get
Okay. All right. So we're talking about 2020?
We're shooting for 2019 to be done.
Be done by 2019. I appreciate Brother Lee allowing me to fill in. I'm blessed by that. Okay? All right. Anything else? All right. And we meet at 7 o'clock, as same as the ladies. Men are meeting every other. This Memorial Weekend Monday, we will not be meeting, but we'll be meeting the first week in June. All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Jeremiah, you got anything on the music you want to share with us, brother?
Yes. I did have one question. Marco, what Bible verse did you read? I could not hear it. Exodus 3, which verses?
Exodus 3:14.
3:14, thank
3,
you.
3:14.
Awesome. For all the right. Music, we have been practicing Sunday afternoon, 4:30. Anybody can join us if they want. This afternoon, I also looked at sheet music for Lauren Daigle, You Say, and they have soprano, alto, tenor, bass, SATB, four-part. Sheet music that we're looking to get for the choir to practice, and then we'll sing that as a special sometime and see how that goes. It should be pretty good. I listened to it this afternoon, and it sounds good. If anybody else has any other suggestions, please feel free to share.
Amen. All right, Miss Virginia Irvine on fellowship, I'll bring you a mic. Or do you want to walk up here?
I don't think I have anything.
You don't have anything? Well, say it in the mic. Stay on the mic. I don't have anything, preacher.
I don't think we have any fellowship coming up right away.
Well, we got the thing next week, but that's the Maddie Breyer thing is a partnership between her family and the church. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Outstanding. All right. So, Ron Wade, do you want to speak on Children's Church?
Children's Church.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Children's Church. I think it's been going really great. We got plenty of volunteers so that the like one or two people don't have to do it all month long, and so we got a good rotation. But if you have the calling to work in children's ministry, I would say talk with Miss Marilyn and she can put you on the rotation. Amen.
Give those Children's Church people a round of applause. Amen. Good folks. Good folks. All right. At this time, if you have a copy of the financials, we'll begin to look at those. Brother John, if you'll come up here and have your financial reports in case anybody has a question on the financials. And any other finance team members who would like to come stand with Brother John, you're more than welcome to do that. Yeah, do school first. That's fine.
All right, Sissy, you said as of when was that amount of money you said in your checking account? Was that as of April 30th? Okay. All right. I think it was, what, $25,000 or something like that. Anyway. Okay. All right, so we're looking at the New Hope Christian School, January through April expenditures. I'll give you a moment to look at that. Now, when you get these reports, which is usually 2 weeks in advance, members of the finance team are available for questions. To be answered that you can call us about so that it keeps the meeting time down short instead of going through every little aspect of it that you may not understand, okay? All right.
All right. Any questions on the school? All right. We're moving on to the church, Brother John. Well, we'll accept all the reports together. So,
all right, let's move over to the income and expenditures for the church. Again, it is January through April 30th. Ms. Pat, you have the financials?
Yeah, okay. She's got a treasury report coming.
Okay.
Up.
give you a moment to look at it. I will make a note that our weekly needs, as you see on the back of your bulletin each week, I believe it is $43.91. Is that correct? On the back of the bulletin. And I think right now, as of this week, I think we're around $4,000 behind in weekly needs. Is that correct? Yeah, I don't have it right in front of me. I will. 47, okay, 47, 68, 61 cents year to date. We're negative right now, but God's still blessing us. We still have money in the bank. All right, let's take a look at the report for the New Hope Baptist Church, income and expenditures. Does anybody have any questions? No? All right, I appreciate that.
This time, we'll have our treasurer report, Ms. Pat McCormick. I'll mic you up, sister. Here we go. There you go, girl.
The finance team met in April, and we decided to move $100,000 from the money market account into a CD. The money market account only earns 0.05 interest per year, while the CD earns 2.08% interest. So the CD was issued on April 22nd and will mature next year on April 22nd. Interest is paid quarterly. We left $100,000 in the money market account so we would have liquid assets that we could use for projects, whatever comes up in the church. We only earned $100 interest last year on the money market account, and it had $200,000 in it. So in 1 year, we will earn $2,080 interest on the CD with $100,000 in it. So we felt like that was a good stewardship move for the church's money. Our current checking account balance is $210,997.82. The money market balance is $100,603.96, and the CD is $100,000. And interest will be paid quarterly on that CD. One note of clarification, and John kind of mentioned it about the tithes and offerings. A couple people have asked why we're in the red, why those numbers are in the red on the bulletin. And that's not because the church is operating in the red, as your report shows. It's because we budgeted almost $4,400 a week for our tithe and income needs, and we have not been receiving that. So that does not mean the church is operating in the red. It just means we haven't received the amount that was budgeted for tithes and offerings.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's all I have.
Okay. Outstanding. Very good. All right. So those are your reports tonight. I would entertain a motion that the said reports be accepted as reported. Brother John Thornhill makes a motion. Is there a second? All right. Carol Williams makes a second very quickly. Is there any discussion on any of the reports that were made? Any discussion on any of the reports that were made? All right. All in favor of accepting the said reports? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign. And that motion carries. Okay. We're moving on now to all right, that mic is down, so I'm on the handheld. All right, amen. I feel like a preacher now. Boy, I got it in my hand. All right. New business. On February 24, 2019, Donald and Dorothy Hartz expressed a desire to join New Hope Baptist Church on a promise of a letter for First Baptist Church, New Braunfels. In addition, on April the 21st, 2019, Miss Linda Hudson expressed a desire to join New Hope Baptist Church by statement. I'll entertain a motion that these folks be received into the membership of New Hope Baptist Church. All right. Pat makes a motion. Is there a second to that? All right, Vicki Coons, she barely beat you, Brother John, but she's quick, man. Vicki got it on the second. All right, any discussion on these folks coming to be a part of our church family? Have we received the letter from New Braunfels? For the Hearts? Yes. Okay. All right. All right, all in favor of accepting these sweet folks that have made a desire to unite with New Hope Baptist Church in membership, signify by saying aye. Those opposed by the same sign, and that motion does carry. All right, we're down here to the finance team. The finance team makes the motion, which comes with an automatic second, that the teachers of New Hope Baptist Church School, including the director, be compensated for years of service in the following manner. Now, as we get into this following manner part, I want you to understand that to my understanding, the school is self-supporting. Is that correct? Self-supporting. So at the present time, the church is not putting any money into the school. The tuitions from the students cover the overhead of the school. And we've got how many students right now, roughly? 43. We say that basically 50 is the golden number where everything's great and funds are plentiful and it just really looks good on the spreadsheet, 50 students. But 43 has not been a bad number for us. I don't think it's probably been 4 years that the church has put any money into the school. So the school's really doing well. So please understand that when we're talking about this, this school is a ministry of the church. It is a blessing for the church to be a part of. And this is not some kind of financial drain on the church, is what I want you to get before we even get into it. Amen? So the finance team makes the motion, which comes with an automatic second, that the teachers of New Hope Baptist Church School, including the director, be compensated for years of service in the following manner. I'm going to give you another addendum or another note. Please note that the practice of giving a $25 a month raise per each year served is still in effect. Does that make sense? Let me give you an example. For example, the base pay for a New Hope Baptist Church School teacher is $1,600 a month. Is that correct? $1,600 monthly. If that teacher is starting their third year, then their base monthly pay would be $1,675. Everybody square on that? 3 times 25 is 75. Add that to the monthly base pay. Make sense? Okay. So now we're talking about an addition to that. Okay, these are seniority years of service. Okay, so the first tier of seniority, after 5 years of service is met, is an additional $25 a month. Let me give you an example. Another example, 5 years of base would be $1,600 plus $25 per year for a subtotal. 5 times 25 is 125, right? $1,725 plus the years of service raise of 5 years, which is an additional $25 a month for a grand total of $1,750 per month. Everybody square on that. So you can take the years of service and figure this out. So I'm going to go back to the original motion and then give you the tiers, how they break down. Okay? Let me see if I can find it. All right. The finance team makes the motion, which comes with an automatic second, that the teachers of New Hope Baptist Church School, including the director, be compensated for years of service in the following manner. First tier of seniority, after 5 years of service is met, an additional $25 a month. Second tier of seniority, after 10 years of service is met, an additional $50 a month. Third tier of seniority, after 15 years of service is met, an additional $75 a month. Fourth tier of seniority, after 20 years of service is met, an additional $100 a month. And then finally, if they're so willing and gullible to go through it, the fifth tier of seniority after 25 years of service is met is an additional $125 a month. And we've got a couple of ladies. Jackie, how long you been here? 22 years. Sis, how long you been here? 22 years. There you go. All right. So they're coming up on 25 years here in about 3 years. So that's the motion. Comes with an automatic second. Any discussion? Yes, ma'am. Finance team, when would it go into effect? Would it retro first of the year? Go back first of the year? Okay. School year starts in August. All right. Makes sense? Okay. After the summer? Any other questions or discussion? Yes, sir.
You know, they only, quote, work 10 months a year, but we're paying them year-long. I want to give a shout-out to Sissy because she's right on top of everything. He only mentioned what the tuition is bringing in and all the other activities, and you heard Sissy's report about box tops and fundraisers that we have that adds to that. And there are some expenses with that, but minimal compared to. But Sissy's on top of that every time. She wants to keep you guys involved in it because it is a ministry of the church. And we should be supporting it. Knowing what's happening right there, right now, it's a greater intent to support what's going on over there with those children, 42 of them. 50 would be great, Brother Lee. In discussing with the finance committee, felt that this was the time. We've never had anything like this for the teachers before, and I think we need to pass this recommendation to reward them for that. All right?
It's coming from the tuitions and the fundraisers. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yeah, We're anticipating the school growing. It's kind of hovered right around here for the last several years, but we're going to have a breakout year. It's coming, right? I mean, word of mouth, and it's coming. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Would the bonuses be paid year-long or just during the school year?
It would be a monthly increase, not really considered a bonus, just their pay. Further service rendered as a seniority pay. All right, any other questions or discussion? All right, all in favor, let me read it again. The finance team makes the motion, which comes with an automatic second, that the teachers of New Hope Baptist Christian School, including the director, be compensated for years of service in the following manner. First tier of seniority after 5 years of service is met, an additional $25 a month. Second tier of seniority after 10 years of service is met, an additional $50 a month. Third tier of seniority after 15 years of service is met, an additional $75 a month. Fourth tier of seniority after 20 years of service is met, an additional $100 a month. Fifth tier of seniority after 25 years of service is met, an additional $125 a month. All in favor of the said motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign. And that motion carries. All right. For the record, and I told myself you need to get back and look in your office when this was. So, Ms. Pat, hopefully you have a date. And if we don't have a date, okay, we'll get a date to this because it needs to have a date on it. But Grace Wright, after the February members meeting and before this members meeting. Probably 6 weeks ago, I would guess, Grace White, after praying to receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, was baptized by immersion as an act of obedience and therefore entered the membership of New Hope Baptist Church through the ordinance of baptism. Can everybody say amen to that?
Amen.
Yeah. March 3rd of this year. All right. Outstanding. Hallelujah. All right. Well, there being no further business or reports to come before the members of New Hope Baptist Church, I declare the triannual called members meeting adjourned. Shall we stand together for a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We We rejoice in our salvation, Lord. We thank you for having a church home and a church family. And Lord, thank you that we can, with great wisdom and your leading and guiding, Lord, we can come together and discuss your church. And Lord, we can rejoice in what you're doing in it. And Lord, we thank you for the additions. Lord, we are also thankful that there were no subtractions between this meeting and the last. Nobody has gone on to be with the Lord through death. Nobody has moved off. In fact, Lord, we were blessed to know that Jay and Anita Hudson are moving back to town. We rejoice in that. Thank you for adding them and Grace back to us, Lord. We're just so thankful of that. Lord, we pray that you continue to add to your church, that, Lord, we as a congregation would shoulder the responsibility of more folks. Lord, it is a responsibility that we should not take lightly. Lord, I pray that we would view our ministry positions and our opportunities with knowing that it's a great privilege to get to serve you, God. It's a great honor. Thank you for calling us out among them and entering into our hearts and saving us and being the Lord of our lives. We pray for safety tonight, Lord, for those that have to head back towards Tomball or, Lord, go the long way home. I pray you just watch over us, give us safety in this weather that looks like it's coming. And, Lord, we pray for an incredible week this coming week. Lord, may we be on point. May we be on ministry. May we be ready to encourage someone with that touch. Lord, with that meal, with that food. Lord, with those words of, hey, you need to rest. Lord, may we look for the down and the weary and the beat down, and may you use us via the Holy Spirit to lift them up so that they can get to their Mount Sinai and get that word from God. Thank you, Lord, that you put us here to help people along the way. And thank you, Lord, that you've used people to help us along the way. We praise you and thank you for that. Ain't none of us do it by ourselves. We're all in this together. Lord, we just love you. We rejoice in all that you do for us and how you love us, forgiveness and mercy and salvation. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. Amen. We'll see you guys on Wednesday night for the award ceremony. God bless you. Be safe going home.